Hello, everyone, and welcome to Wallet Wisdom Episode 03. This is a very special edition. Two hosts, one producer. I'm Ryan Weber.
I'm Kayla Swain.
And your producer, Brett.
Yeah. Wow, it's been a little bit since we've been in studio, guys.
It's been a little bit since we've been anywhere.
Yeah, well, so just true. So the listeners are aware, if you're listening to this at any point in time, this is during the COVID-19 pandemic. So we've had a couple months working from home, but we're at the point now where we've reset up the studio to be socially distant from each other. So Kayla has the great fortune of now being a couple million arm lengths away from me.
Yes. I figure our next episode, I may just be laying down on this couch.
That's right. It may be. It's very possible. So obviously, it's been a world of difference out there with what's been going on. And we're here today to get this out and start hopefully talking about some of the questions that you guys have had and get some experts in and sort of learn a little bit with you about some of the financial things and mortgage things. And with that, we have two great guests with us today. Sarah Kemperman will join us in just a moment, as well as Andrew Clarkson from our mortgage team, to kind of break down some of that.
Yeah, there's been a lot of questions. I don't know if we've mentioned in previous episodes that my day-to-day is handling social media for the company. So everybody has questions about what we're doing, how we're staying safe, when we'll reopen fully, and things of that nature. So the goal of today's podcast is kind of to address some of these frequently asked questions we're seeing or hearing from our members around the clock.
And I want to preface, the date of recording this episode is on, I actually have to look because I feel like retired. I don't know.
It's the 19th, right?
It's the 19th.
Oh, go me.
May the 19th, which is, yeah. What day is it? Is it Saturday?
Saturday, Tuesday.
So obviously information is very fluid. What you hear today may or may not be effective. So just make sure you keep checking lmcu.org, where we post the latest information about COVID-19, where we're open, what we're not open. Check us out on Facebook and reach out to Kayla there.
That's Send right. me a message.
That's right. So
that's awesome.
Sarah Kemperman is in studio with us, and you head up our retail division, which has obviously been very impacted by this pandemic. Good, and welcome to the Wallet Wisdom Show, I should say.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Good. Indeed. Good to have you.
It's fun to be able to also get to interact with some
human beings.
Human beings for
right. Right.
Who this aren't feels... our partners or children.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you also been able to be in the offices once in a while to make sure, you know, just checking in on things, get to some of the branches as well, kind of, again, heading up all of our retail and our branches?
Yeah, I actually have been coming in almost every day for the most part. Initially, we thought as a retail admin team, it might be a good idea to get out and check on the branches. And then we started getting some feedback that, you know, maybe less traffic in and out is best. So for the most part, I have been in office with about seven other people in a three-story building.
And, you know, I've heard from a lot of other corporations and companies around that, again, leadership is one of those valuable and essential needs that are needing to show up and be there as a support. So it makes sense. And we really, again, just appreciate you coming in and being a part of that and also being a part of our podcast. So,
well, thank you. Absolutely. Glad to be here.
Indeed.
With that, some of, as I mentioned, social media is a hot spot right now, especially for COVID-19 questions. So, you know, kind of now, especially, you know, we have branches in Michigan and Florida, but speaking specifically about Michigan right now, our stay-at-home order has been extended through May 28. So just kind of people are wondering what that looks like for our branches, timeline to open back up, and things of that nature.
And knowing, too, that we're an essential business, so
correct.
Being
yep.
a financial
Absolutely.
Institution.
Right, yeah, and I think that's key. Being essential means that we could have made the decision to remain open, keeping our lobbies open, but we did choose the safety of our members and our staff over that decision and decided to close on, I think it was March 24th. But long drive-through lines, sometimes, you know, out into some of the main streets. Even though we've been able to do a lot of the normal transactions that would be done in branch through the drive-through, and through appointment scheduling too, that's been available. We have found that there needs to be another way that we can help our members as we continue to get busier and busier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the decision was made after much discussion to potentially pilot 7 branches here in Michigan, along with 3 in Florida, pilot the idea of opening our lobbies back up. So we actually did open 7 branches here in Michigan on the 11th and chose not to market that.
Right.
For obvious reasons, to to make sure that the safety precautions that we've put in place are working and vet out any situations that we hadn't thought of ahead of time.
Sure.
How did that work out? Were people aware that they could go in? Was there any issue with that? Or,
you know, that's a really good point, because I think some of the fear that the branch staff felt was the fear of, now the floodgates are going to open and we're not ready. We haven't seen anybody. You know, it's been all drive-through. And we opened our branches, and I think the first day, the busiest branch saw maybe 3 to 5 people. So,
Yeah, I think that's important, too. You know, we still encourage our members to do what they feel comfortable doing. And if that's going inside, we're there to serve them there. If they want to remain in the drive-through line, we're there, too.
That's correct.
And, Sarah, you know, most members can still schedule appointments. Is that correct?
That's right. In fact, through the pandemic, what we've been able to do is now offer phone appointments.
Okay.
So one of the reasons we did decide to open is we were noticing drive-through traffic was increasing and our appointment scheduling was increasing. So while it took the initial dip, numbers were starting to come back up again.
So you're seeing the demand come back.
Yeah. And one thing that we started doing, which has been working really well, is when a member has scheduled an appointment, we're proactively calling every one of those appointments and actually able to service many of them right over the phone.
Oh, cool.
Limiting the in-branch activity. So it's been really helpful. It's been educational.
That's really cool. And I've heard, again, a lot of other institutions, including LMCU, are really coming up with some really great innovative ways to continue to keep our members' safety in mind while also maintaining their financial needs that come up, which I think is a testament of the creativity that we all have as individuals. So that's really, really cool.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming members should feel pretty comfortable coming in. We're disinfecting things and able to maintain that social distance. It's so crucial, right?
Yeah. You know, the lobby as we know it pre-March 24th looks so different.
I can't even imagine the world we're in now. Isn't it hard?
It's a fortress. I've been to a couple of them, and I have to, what comes to mind is a fortress, but it still feels friendly. So the first thing you'll notice when you come up is going to be the branch signage on the door. And that's just explaining, setting the expectation that, you're going to be asked to remove a mask if you have one on, to be ID'd, social distance, obviously. As you enter the building, we've set up what you might say is a mini triage. There will be a greeter, most likely the branch manager, at the door, and they're going to be setting the expectation. So they'll ID the member for safety, because it's a bank, right?
Yep, absolutely.
People are coming in with masks on. Mm-hmm. We thought we'd never see that day. And it's been going really well. So our first week, last week, we kind of wondered how it was going to go, but it's been going really well. The employees love it because they feel safe, and the members like it because they're actually being guided as to what the expectation is going to be. Sure. So they're ID'd. They're then shown to the teller that's open or the desk staff. It's been going really well.
Yeah, I think that's really great because as someone who has left the house maybe four times since the beginning of March. This being one of them, I feel like when I do feel comfortable re-entering places, I don't want to leave anything up to chance. Yep. So having that interaction as soon as you walk in the door, I think it's wonderful to hear that it's being well received.
Well, and to your point, it's confusing, right? Like, 'cause we've never been through this before, so having that person there, I think, really would help.
Absolutely. I mean,
like, what do you do?
Yeah. And I think, too, it's important to remember it may make your visit a little bit longer, but it is for the safety and best interest of everyone involved.
And they'll have sanitization stations. Nice. As you walk in, masks will be made available to every member if you don't have one.
Yeah.
I better go to it. No.
That's awesome.
And cleaning, you'll see employees cleaning in between every member. I mean, they have even thought of things such as the signature pad. I mean, that's what we're used to.
Yep.
Buying Kleenex boxes, and you use a Kleenex to sign, and then there's a trash can to throw it away.
That's great.
And then the clean and used pen bins. We have spent so much time thinking about every detail and how a member might interact with us and how can we make it safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that pilot was to kind of see what did we miss. And for the most part, I think we've hit everything. We've got the cough guards or the sneeze guards up
wonderful.
The teller stations. The desk stations have them as well. Wow. So
that must have been quite a feat to get all. I see that in businesses all over, but I imagine it. I mean, to get that all up and running must have been quite a bit of coordination.
It was. It took a lot of teamwork. Absolutely. But some branches got creative and they were able to go to the local Ace Hardware and create their own, and they look great.
That's great.
But no. And the one thing, though, that is not different is the smile behind the teller line. Mm. So we have been very adamant that that's what they're going to be looking for. And I am happy to report, after week one, the feedback that we're getting from the members is thank you.
Sure.
Thank you for opening. It's so nice to see your face because there really is that relationship.
So that's really good to hear. And I think a really important question that a lot of our listeners might be wondering are what kind of transactions, Sarah, should I go to the branch for? What should I do online versus physically go into one of our branches?
You know, you can almost do all your transactions online.
The basics.
Yeah.
The check depositing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Cash, obviously, it can be done via an ATM. It can be done, you can get cash back at the store. But if you're looking to have an interaction with a bank employee, have a question, it's just how you prefer to do your banking, you're welcome to come in and use the branch. But, I mean, there's so many other venues within which to do your banking now. We're finding that those interactions have actually increased quite a bit.
Okay.
So what it's going to look like in the long term, you know, we don't know. We expect that it's going to be different, but you know, that could be a good thing too.
Yes, it could.
Yeah, for sure.
It's been really remarkable as an employee here to see and get messages from our branch staff saying how much they miss the members. We had a really special video put together on our Facebook page of all of the branch staff, you know, saying, we miss you, Jennison. Portage is here for you. All of our, a lot of our locations participated. It was just really special. And it's one of those things that really makes you feel grateful for the company that you're working for because we put that member relationship first. And it's really cool to hear from you directly that our branches have literally gone through every step to make this process as safe as possible for everyone.
Mm-hmm. And you said that the pilot program started, just to clarify, are we fully operational yet, or are we looking to get there? Kind of walk us through that.
Yeah, good question. So first week went well with no hiccups. So as of yesterday, the 18th, all of our branch locations, their lobbies are open.
Wonderful.
So,
wow.
Yeah, both here and in Florida, but yes, it went very well. Very proud and pleased with the staff and working together, making sure it, you know, because you know how it is. You order things 3 weeks ahead of time.
Yeah.
And then during the pandemic, it doesn't show up, but they got creative. They made it happen. And we're ready.
That's awesome.
Ready to serve.
Well, and I think as more and more of our businesses and states continue to open up, I think you are seeing that same kind of process, right? There's little baby steps. We check and we try and we see how it works. If we see good results, we can continue to grow in how we expand that and continue to open. So seeing the effort that you guys have put in has been really remarkable.
Well, and it's been an adaptation. You know, I'm going to stores and stuff, I've now remembered to, you know, because I think it's all our part, you know, not just what we're doing to prepare in the branch, but also on each individual. You know, like I, just for myself, so I feel comfortable, I take a pen now everywhere I go. I never did that before. But that way, you know, if I have to go into a restaurant and sign, I don't even have to worry, even though I see that they've got like a pile for disinfected pens and a pile for clean pens. Doesn't matter. I got my own pen, right?
Sorry, I'm just imagining you in Dwight Schrute's t-shirt or his shirt now with your pens in your pocket.
Pocket protector.
Yep.
Better believe it. Awesome. But there's little things like that I think each of us can do. Even to an ATM machine, I'm sure at the branches, those are getting disinfected at random times. But there are little things like having a paper towel or even a disinfecting wipe with you.
Yeah.
Just so you yourself are feeling like, this is okay to use. So tips like that, I think, as we continue to get through this are a good idea. Lastly, I mean, Kayla, now that you've seen social media these last few months, is there anything you want to throw at Sarah as like a common other question that you're getting?
One of the most common questions we've gotten that actually doesn't have to do with, you know, sanitation or branches is that, you know, for March and April, the credit union was really generous and waived the 10 debit card purchases for our max checking account. That's so popular. You get that 3% back. People are wondering if we're going to continue doing that through the stay at home order or if those 10 requirements are now back in place.
Yeah, good question. Those 10 requirements are now back in place. And what we are saying, though, because it did happen for March and April, if that message had not gotten out, you're confused, you did not hit your 10 transactions, reach out to your local branch. We are, or, you know, call us. We'll be happy to manually post that.
That's great to hear.
That's awesome.
And that's what I've learned a lot. You know, when I interact with people on social media, I'm usually the liaison between the experts, which is Sarah and many others here. And a lot of the times the answer has been, have the member give us a call directly. We're always willing to try and work with you on your specific situation or circumstance. So don't ever hesitate to reach out on social media or to call us directly.
Well, Sarah, the truth is we could talk to you for another 17 minutes.
Yes.
But you've been a wonderful guest. I'd love to have you back on. There's so much more we can talk about. So thanks for coming on and helping us through some of those basic questions that I think a lot of us have. And you get to eat, sleep, and breathe some of it. So thanks for coming in and telling us what you know.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. This has been fun.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be back in just seconds with Andrew Clarkson. Stay tuned. We're back.
We didn't really
go anywhere, but Andrew Clarkson
just sat here really quietly.
Has swapped chairs with Sarah. Good to have you on the show. I did spray it with disinfectant.
Oh, it's good to be. Thank you so much
for
disinfecting.
It smells wonderful, doesn't it?
It really does. It has an aura to this place.
You know? Minty helps, fresh. Trust me.
It's better than the Axe body spray that I smelled when I first got here.
I don't know where you got that from.
Mm-mm. I don't know either.
No.
So good to have you back, Andrew. You joined us for the pilot. Sorry for that. And good to have you back, especially in all that's been going on since we recorded just a few months ago. So the whole world has changed, obviously. But we're adapting well. And we wanted to have you on today just to talk about so much with mortgage, you know, being a big part of everyone's life. And obviously, since March, you know, there's the pandemic forbearance plan that came out with the CARES Act and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. In fact, I recorded a video I would encourage anyone with questions to go to lmcu.org/COVID-19 under the FAQ. There's a mortgage section where it's where we've got that video posted. But since then, you just came in and said there's something new. Do you have anything great to share that's changed with any of that?
Yeah, actually, yes. So you brought up forbearance just, you know, before. And with the CARES Act, you know, the direction was a borrower can skip or miss up to 12 months.
Right.
And, you know, that allows the lender for them to make up those payments at a later date, not completely forget them or miss them altogether, but, you know, really work with that borrower to see, you know, what the repayment structure looks like. So, you know, is it once month 12 hits, do they have to make 12 payments in a row all at one right. thing, or are they going to do what's right? So at LMCU, we took a different approach and we're really leading with whatever's right for the member.
Right.
Recently, you know, the question was, well, how is a forbearance going to impact a borrower when it comes to them wanting to purchase a new home or maybe even refinance that mortgage that had the forbearance on it? There was a lot of unknowns until recently. The FHFA came out and Fannie and Freddie, the GSEs, where, you know, a lot of the conventional guidelines come from, they said that, after a 3-month period of being in active forbearance, a borrower can go ahead and purchase a new home and, you know, apply or refinance that mortgage that they're in. So it's a really big win for borrowers here and doing the right thing out there, because before, with a forbearance, there could have been a longer waiting period, or sometimes it prevented the lender altogether from allowing them to refinance out of that mortgage. So this is a huge step forward.
That is. And I think it's important too, you know, that people know that there's options. I think that when we did this video, I think that's the thing that I learned the most from it, was that if you're going through something, you're going through troubling times, you've got something going on, contact your lender. And there are options out there. Obviously, every institution's different. You know, we can really only speak to what LMCU is doing, but you know, that's the key, is just don't be afraid to talk to somebody and see what your options are, with forbearance being one of them. Mm-hmm. I think people also have to know that isn't just like the loan, you still owe them money even though you're pushing back the date. Like, I think people think when they first hear forbearance, I heard the common question that came out was, does that just defer the payment? Which is yes, you still end up owing on mm-hmm. it.
It doesn't forgive it.
Right.
It mm-hmm. defers right. it.
Right. And exactly. And you hit the nail on the head there too, Ryan. It's that, you know, you can't go into something that's unknown to you and kind of put your head in the sand.
Right.
You really have to go to an expert that can give you the options and lay them out for you. The worst thing you can do is take no action or just go ahead and sign up to something that you know nothing about. You know, you really have to do the background work for yourself. And that's what we're committed at Lake Michigan Credit Union, is helping our borrowers, helping our members, you know, help them with the right thing forward.
Right.
Yeah. I want to say that a third time, because being on the social media end, people will go to lmcu.org/COVID-19, where we have dozens and dozens of resources. However, we are here to work with each member on a case-by-case basis. So if you go to that site and something doesn't directly make sense to you or make sense for your situation, call us, reach out to us. That's
schedule an appointment,
truly
anything, yep.
why we're here. Mm-hmm. We want to help you feel more comfortable through this pandemic and find a solution that works for you.
And I think too, it can be also very scary going through something like this. It can sometimes feel like a hit to people's pride when it comes to if you're going through some financial struggles. But this isn't the time for you to, like you said, Andrew, put your head in the sand. This is the time where we are to work together. And that's really the heart behind what we do at Lake Michigan Credit Union.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not a time to just disappear. It's ask for help. It's okay.
Well, that's right. Since March 13th, we've heard the phrase, we're all in this together.
Absolutely.
And now more than ever, we shouldn't be afraid or embarrassed or shy about something that, you know, may have some sort of taboo behind it, like financial problems or financial issues.
Yeah.
You know, here we're committed to helping, you know, people that are going through those struggling times, because we're truly all in this together.
Yeah.
It's affecting everybody.
The word that comes to my mind is compassion. Mm-hmm. And I would say that's probably one big part of our whole team and the entire organization is compassion for those members and potential members that are going through this.
And we'll do the best we can. I know that. Mm-hmm. But we also have to follow regulations and procedures. So I think to Kayla's point, It's a case by case to an extent, but we want to work with you and help you understand those options that may be available to you more than anything.
It's just the pure amount of options that you may not even be aware of.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, there's going to be some things that may not work for you, absolutely, because of regulations and whatnot. But as someone who is not super educated on mortgages and refinancing and all of that, just speaking with Andrew on our first episode, I learned so many more options that are out there, whereas sometimes it's easy to think.
The man is a plethora of information.
Sometimes it's easy to think, I know about these three things. Well, there's probably at least 10 more things that you don't even know exist that could be right up your alley.
Yeah. So I want to reiterate what you said earlier, Kayla. LMCU.org/COVID-19. We have a huge FAQ section up there. A video posted by us as well, starring the wonderful me. If anyone wants to check it out, it's a great video.
Christopher Walken's here.
But I think I want to take some time and really talk about what I think on the other side of this is what people are starting to wonder. We're walking into what's traditionally the busiest time of year for mortgages. School would normally be getting out. People would be getting ready to list their homes and stuff. And then obviously get mortgages and move into new homes. What are you seeing on that end of the spectrum in terms of, you know, states are starting to reopen. Realtors in Michigan have been allowed to start getting back into business. Is there anything you're seeing just as an awareness perspective, especially in terms of getting pre-qualified with some of the, you know, people that are out there with getting, you know, maybe a spouse member has been furloughed, or there's some kind of financial thing to think of in terms of getting ready for that pre-qual. Any tips that you can share with listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have so much data on what's happening, you know, being hyper-local, either here in Grand Rapids, state of Michigan, or even in Florida, where we have branches out there too. And ever since realtors were able to go back to work and, you know, start either knocking on doors, working with their clients, putting listings up, have their buyers go through open houses, all that kind of stuff. Of course, practicing social distancing. You know, we've seen our volume kind of go back to where it was in the previous year over year. And actually, this week we're above that. We're positive above that. So, in addition to the purchase market, we're also experiencing one of the heaviest volume periods of all time in the history of our country for refinancing.
That's what I was going to ask you, because I've worked at the credit union for 7 years and I've been involved in some capacity with like our newsletters. We post, you know, a lot of our news stories. And I used to tell this joke a lot, which was, it's never been a better time to refinance.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem to go away, does it?
Yeah. No, it never does. And it's really interesting because over the past 5 years, this is my fifth year I've been with LMCU, and we've used that phrase to its death.
Yes.
You know, it's there's never been a better time to refinance because truly, like, rates kept going down, 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 down. And I would say, you know, ever since, you know, really 2012 is when we kind of saw the, you know, the purchase market.
Oh, there you go. That's funny. That's why I keep hearing it's never been a better
time. That's probably it too. So here we are, and we're coupling the refinance boom with the purchase market that we're experiencing.
Right.
And we still look at this as, you know, a health crisis, not an economic crisis, because the underlying economy was super strong going into this.
Correct.
Everything is force placed on us by the pandemic, right? So what does that mean with the purchase market in Grand Rapids or Michigan is that it always goes back to inventory. Inventory is still at an all-time low, and we have way more borrowers that are pre-approved looking for their dream house to purchase it that exists, you know, way above what's available out there.
Yeah. Well, I know, you know, in the city, the municipality I live in, I think the average house on the market is less than a week still, which is incredible.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that just shows you the inventory is so low. But, yeah, we just had a house in my neighborhood go up, and within 2 days it was sale pending. So I mean, the thirst is clearly out there for people wanting to continue about the, you know, the business of right. moving and, mm-hmm. and doing whatever they needed to do in terms of getting into new homes and stuff. But mm-hmm. kind of back to that pre-qualification.
Yes.
What and I do want to come back to refinance because I think that's an important topic right now. But back to pre-qualification, is there anything people should think about right now in these situations with kind of, you know, not knowing the job market being a little more unstable right now in the, you know, as of May 19th, 2020, mm-hmm. Anything to think about in terms of, do you want to have extra money ready to put down versus looking at like zero finance options or anything like that that you've heard or?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And I wanted to get back to answering that too, because it's going to position you as a buyer, either in a weak position or a very strong position. And it starts with working with a really good lender to kind of lead you down the path of, you know, what's the best option out there for me right now. Mm-hmm. So if you're already pre-approved with a lender,
good to go, right?
No, I would suggest going back to that lender uh-huh. and kind of getting a checkup. I call it a checkup from the neck up, just to make sure you're all good.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I like nice. That. Yeah. He's got little acronyms.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly.
It's got a good ring.
Yeah, I stole it from somebody back in the day, but that's okay. you know, but the reason to go back to the lender is because after the statewide shutdown, if you were furloughed or laid off or job pause, postponed, something like that, and you're not yet back to work, but you have a clear sight of when you're going to be back to work, you just want to go over that with your lender. Because yes. what they're going to need to do is they're going to need to show that before you close on a house that you're back to work, and not only back to work, but you've received your income for the week that matches what it was before this.
Sure.
At LMCU, we want to see that you're back to work and your first paycheck has come in, and we're not really concerned about the job gap, you know, because the gap was force placed on you,
exactly.
right? And as long as the employer shows that, you know, your verification of employment is all set, we're good to go. So go back to your lender, figure out what they're going to need in order to give you that final approval. And then also to touch on the other part of your question, Ryan, which was, is there any additional thing that I need to know about a pre-qualification, maybe a program that's out there or something like that? There are literally so many programs out there, whether you're a first-time home buyer, a veteran, first responder, a teacher. You know, we are, I categorize LMCU as a quote unquote portfolio lender.
Yep.
You have the big banks. That's one type of lender. You have the brokers, independent mortgage brokers. That's another type of lender. And then you have the portfolio lenders, which are, you know, smaller credit unions, community banks, you know, local financial institutions.
Mm-hmm.
That's us. And mm-hmm. the cool thing about that is that we have what's called portfolio products. And we do that for our members because we're here to serve the member. And, you know, one of the things that we hold close to our heart is education here. We came from Grand Rapids Teachers Credit Union.
Correct.
And, you know, we have great programs for teachers, for first responders. So I would check into those just to see if you may qualify for something like that.
Yeah, what's out there. And I think back to your advice of just speak with your lender, you know, talk to them and get all that information. You know, with all this going on too, you know, obviously the situation as of today is a little different than it was a few weeks ago, but what does the closing table look like now? People about ready to walk into, say, closing on selling their home or buying a home. What, is it more digital or is it, you know?
Yeah, no, that's a great question too. So there, it really depends on who the lender is and who the title company is, because some people have embraced digital. Some people have embraced, you know, the social distancing thing, which yep. I think everybody should probably embrace that because
bring your own pen. That was my suggestion from the pen. Last segment.
Yeah. But I mean, I have some firsthand experience about this because I just refinanced things LMCU. So nice. My closing was really cool. It was a curbside closing. I pulled up to the title
what?
Company right in the parking lot.
Really?
And yep, my wife and I were there with the kids in the back seat. And out came the title representative, masked, gloved, brand new pens out of the box, handed the box to me. And we did the closing right at the curb. There are some title companies that are doing a hybrid closing.
Okay.
Because right now we can't do a full electronic closing.
Right.
We still, you know,
there are some forms that just can't get digitized.
Exactly. Yeah. There's always like three or four of them, you know?
Yep.
So half of the documents you sign digitally, the other half or a few you sign in person.
Yep. That would help a lot with the wrist cramping. Yes. No, a lot of signatures in that process.
It isn't so bad these days. You know, I closed the home last year, and I feel like it was substantially different than it was like 4 or 5 years prior to that. Like, I felt like there was far less paperwork that needed to be signed. But yeah, I mean, to your point, you know, a lot of the front end on my recent transaction was with the realtor services was all electronic, you know, and it feels like closing's getting closer to that, but there are just those outlying weird federal documents and things that still exist and have to have a paper signature. But yeah, good to hear that they're thinking about that and kind of providing quote unquote safe alternatives and ways for people to feel comfortable at the closing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And I'll say too, my parents, about a month and a half ago, actually 2 months now, time's flying by right now with the stay at home, but they were closing on a condo that they were selling, and they were really concerned how that process was going to work. And again, same kind of thing I heard as well. You know, there's a lot of, we talked about this in the last segment, a lot of creativity, innovation, and ways to continue to do the type of business transactions that people are used to, but in a very safe and conscientious way. So it's really cool to hear.
My producer's giving me the, we're out of time, but I have so many questions. We're going to try to squeeze them in here. Refinance is a huge, huge piece right now. Mm-hmm. Why is that? I mean, it's the basic question I think I've heard from a lot of my friends. Is it a good time to check? And sort of just like, what are the outlying conditions that have caused it to become yet again another great refinance market?
Yeah, I would say what's really driving the refinance boom are interest rates being so low. And again, we go back to the years.
I interrupt. Are you seeing people that maybe refinanced a couple years ago refinancing again? Or are these... I always wonder where all these refinances come from.
Yes, and I'm one of them.
Okay.
You know, it's interesting because there's you know, you can talk to your lender and they can run an estimation for you on when it's a smart move to refinance based on how much you owe, what's left on your term, additional principal payments, and getting into the new interest rate.
Gotcha.
So yeah, the main drive, you know, behind it right now are interest rates. The 30-year fixed rate got under 3%. For the first time, I think, ever, maybe.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, and 15-year rates are still under 3%, so.
Now I'm gonna asterisk that. Just make sure you go on LMC.org or wherever and talk to a lender and check those rates. Anything we're mentioning here, of course.
Yeah, because it can be
general information.
They can change day to day.
Yes, they can.
Absolutely, they can. Hour by hour sometimes.
So that's true. Moral of the story is go out if you're curious, find out what those refi rates are, especially if you're looking at a 15 or 30 year refinance. Any particular loan type that you see more right now versus a few months ago in terms of purchase, construction? I mean, we didn't even get into construction, but
yeah. I would say construction, yeah, definitely right now, just because we are a really large construction lender.
Yep.
I'm just going to put it out there, number one in the state of Michigan, 5 years running.
Look at that.
But yeah, so we know the construction business. We have a great construction administration department here. And, you know, since the, I would say we're back from this, you know, we're back return to work basically.
Yep.
And construction is now essential. We have seen a large pickup in applications and people just interested in what it would look like. A lot of times people say to themselves, you know what? I can't build a home. I'm never going to qualify for something like that.
Oh, but they can.
But they can.
Yeah.
But they can.
What about the people that were mid-construction during the shutdown? Is there anything special that those folks need to be aware of in terms of, you know, if building, let's say they were a quarter or a third of the way done with their home and construction had to stop.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening with the loans in those situations?
Well, the good thing is that if they're like mid-construction, depending on what month that they were, we typically have a 9 to 12 month build period.
Yep.
And really the construction business was out of, you know, business for what, a month maybe?
Ish.
Right around there. Maybe so less. It really didn't affect many of our loans or any of our loans.
That's good to hear.
Yep.
Well, good. Andrew, once again, wonderful. Thank you for coming on Wallet Wisdom once again.
Thank you.
So much information you have, man.
Can I just say that I really love what you guys do with Wallet Wisdom. I mean,
we're gonna take compliments.
It's awesome. You guys put this information out there for this, you know, these listeners, and it's really important stuff that you're doing. And thank you so much for your expertise.
Well, thank you, and well, thank you for coming on. And we want to make sure. Obviously, we could go a whole other show with just this topic. So get ready; you'll probably be back pretty soon.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Because this is a continuously evolving situation. I just want to reference that again. I said at the top of the show, all of the information we're talking about is very fluid. Make sure you continuously check out. I don't know when you guys are listening to this, but check out lmcu.org/COVID-19. It has all of the latest information that we are talking about here and probably updated information as well. To Andrew's point, contact your lender. Make sure you get those. What did you call it? The checkup, checkdown?
Oh, checkup from the neck up. Oh,
yeah. See, I can't even get it right. Now I've butchered it.
And you can get checkups from the neck ups in you know, many different facets of life, too.
Yeah, I think that's good. Yeah. But that's good with finances, too, right? Like, mm-hmm. So same thing with investments. You know, contact. Don't be afraid to reach somebody right now. Get yourself in the know. Get the information you need. And we'll continue to bring the right guests on to Wallet Wisdom here. But for now, from all of us here at Wallet Wisdom, we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. The information provided in this podcast by Lake Michigan Credit Union is general education or marketing in nature and is not intended to be accounting, legal, tax, investment, financial, or other advice. Statements of individuals are their own, not LMCU's. All topics discussed are information of a general nature and do not address the circumstances of any particular individual or entity. Consult an appropriate professional concerning your specific situation. As of the date of publishing and any future date this podcast is broadcast, all rates, fees, payments, or other specific figures discussed are subject to change and are dependent upon your specific financial situation. All loan products discussed are subject to credit and collateral approval. You alone assume the sole responsibility of evaluating the merits and risks associated with the use of any information or other content in the podcast before making any decisions based on such information or other content. In exchange for listening to the podcast, you agree not to hold LMCU, its affiliates, or any third-party service providers liable for any possible claim for damages arising from any decision you make based on information or other content made available to you through the podcast. For more information on any of the content discussed in this podcast, please visit LMCU.org. Copyright Lake Michigan Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. LMCU, NMLS ID number 442967.